You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Do you know the state of Illinois has high school fishing? There's got to be fishing coaches. I'm going to guess they're similar to the coaches I had. Will you boys embarrass yourselves out there on that lake today? Hayes got his hook caught in a tree. Jansen pulled a shoe out of the lake. And Martin, you couldn't catch a fish in the seafood department at the grocery store. If I was a fish, I'd feel safe around every one of you.
Greg Warren, new stand-up comedy special is called The Champ. It is on Nate Bargatze's YouTube channel, Nateland. It is out now. Also, Greg is going to be coming to St. Louis to perform at the Funny Bone November 6th through the 9th. So you have plenty of time to get your tickets, but I wouldn't wait anyway, because now, like, that place is huge. So you get your tickets now. Yeah. Greg Warren, comedian in St. Louis, and is with us on KMOX. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty well. Is that how it was for you with your coaches? You were always being berated?
Yeah, I mean, with the head coach, you know, the assistant coach would usually, you know, chime in with something that was on the periphery, yeah. Which is, I assume that the assistant fishing coaches are similar. Guys, we're going to have a tackle box inspection at 9 a.m., and you all better have all your hooks and all your lures, or you're not going to get on that school bus, I can tell you that right now.
I didn't know they had Father high school
Henderson,
fishing.
I found a half of a ham sandwich in your tackle box. That's not how a fisherman treats his equipment, son. You think Bill Dance has a half of a ham sandwich in his tackle box? He does not, son. That's all I got, Coach. Back to you.
Right. Why do you have high school? How is there no high school? Well, is there? There are rivers and stuff in Missouri.
Yeah.
So how come there's no fishing in Missouri?
There might be. I mean, certainly not in St. Louis. But which, by the way, guys, I'm sorry I'm not down there. I'm in L.A. right now, or I would have, you know, driven down to the studio.
You're allowed to be in L.A.
Well, I think he's big-timing us.
Yeah, I know. I just feel silly calling you guys. I'm thrilled to call you guys. I've been calling about 100 radio stations over the last few days. That's a 314 number. This is awesome.
Oh, you just realized who you called?
Yeah, well, I feel like this conversation is getting worse, Greg.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
This is usually how I talk to women. I just dig a hole and it gets worse. And,
yeah. Well, first of all, we felt silly calling you and we didn't know who it was till you picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. I feel like I should be in the studio.
Well, you should.
I love coming down there. Yeah. Right. I should be in the studio.
And I just looked it up. Missouri high school bass fishing teams. There are apparently some here too.
Who's good this year, Ron?
Buddy, I don't know. I'm going to have to really... Let me get back to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because, I haven't heard. I heard Parkway North's pretty tough, but
they're good
I don't
at
know
everything.
Yeah.
They've got a pond advantage. So how is the tour going? Because I'm looking at your tour dates, your tour schedule, and there are a gazillion listed.
Yeah, it's going good. I'm kind of, I'll probably do this till I drop, which I don't know when is, or till they tell me I can't do it anymore. But it's going really well. I'm doing a lot of my own stuff, but I'm also doing a few dates opening for Nate. And I got to tell you, some of these venues he plays are a little bigger than the ones that I play.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing like NBA arenas.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, and selling out multiple nights.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We're playing like two runs. We're playing two nights at the United Center.
Oh, good Lord.
And I think it's crazy because he's not that funny.
Nate?
No, he's hilarious.
Oh, what the hell?
He's
okay.
Hilarious.
I was like, what?
I was like, what is she doing?
Dude,
Ron?
She does
what
this.
What is she doing?
Buddy, I don't know. That's why you need to be here so you can help.
I know.
Like, come on, man. She's just gone off the reservation.
I have so enjoyed. Well, one, what I love about it, then not surprising for people who know me, I love that it, like, his comedy is clean. But it's you know, so everyone can listen to it. When he talks about how no one was as Christian as the Christians were in the 80s and 90s, that's me, man. I grew up on Amy Grant, yeah. Michael W. Smith. Like, I was dying. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, I was never filthy, mm-hmm. but I was probably a little more profane 15 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago, a little bit. And then I just made a conscious decision to be like, I'm clean. I'm close enough to being clean. I'm going to go all the way, you know, like Nate clean. And then I guess about 3 or 4 years ago, he decided he wanted to start like a network where he had other comics on his network that were family friendly. And it's very fortunate for me.
Yeah, we've had Aaron Weber on before. It was probably about a year and a half.
Man.
Yeah, he's super nice. And everybody on that network is a lot of fun and seems to be nice. We've never met Nate, but we know you and everybody there very funny.
Yeah, Nate's a great guy, man. He's a real generous, real nice. I mean, he's a comedian. Like, I went to Europe with him, and he hazed me. You know, he insulted me quite a bit. But, you know, I'm terrified of heights. We went to the top of the Eiffel Tower, and they terrorized me up there. And they terrorized me.
Really?
Him and his daughter.
Oh.
There was an elevator that you can look out, it's clear window, and I didn't want to go on it, but I felt like I should do it. And Nate pushed me to the edge of the elevator where I was right up against the glass. And then his daughter jumped up and down on the elevator. And it was traumatic.
Being traumatized by a child.
Yeah. Middle schooler. I don't know if you've been around these kids, Ron.
Oh,
they can
brutal.
Hurt you.
They're
no,
brutal.
I stay far away
well,
from
have
kids.
You, have you been up in the arch then, Greg?
Yeah, but that's enclosed, Amy. Like, there's open spaces up there in the Eiffel Tower. Like,
yeah.
You got to take one elevator to, like, the middle, and then you're just, there's a railing that you could just go over.
Yeah.
You know, there's no railing at the arch. It's like, I couldn't jump out of this thing if I wanted to, you know?
I don't know. You can't jump out of the arch. You can't.
Greg, we talked to Dave Murray, who said that it is conceivable a tornado could blow the arch over with people in it.
That's terrible.
It's what he said.
Well, what are you telling people that for, man? That's irresponsible. As a news broadcaster, that's irresponsible. You can't. That's mass hysteria type stuff.
Right, Greg.
I haven't been home in 2 weeks. I don't know if my condo is still there.
Oh.
I have no idea. I don't know if my car. Was there hail damage this time around?
Probably. There was some hail last night.
Last night, yeah.
Yeah.
But
so we're not
speculating about the arch. I agree with you, Greg.
Dave Murray said that. He's the meteorologist.
Hey, your new comedy special? It literally just started streaming a couple days ago.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it's off to a good start.
Yeah.
Very, very excited about it. I hope everybody that lives in St. Louis watches it. That may be ambitious, but I'm proud of it. I think it's good. I tackle some guys. I talk a little bit about barbecue, which I'm sort of proud of our city that we have a really good barbecue scene right now in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But I gotta say this. It's my one problem with the whole barbecue restaurant business model. It feels like it's the one place where it's just fine for them to not have the stuff that they say they're going to have.
That's a great point.
It's a matter of pride. I walk in there and I'm like, hey, I was wondering if I could get some ribs. You say you want ribs at 2:30 in the afternoon? 2:30. Son, we ain't had ribs since 11:05. They line up for these ribs. You understand me? They line up. You're going to have to get in line. You want some of these ribs. They line up. Like, Billy, we got a boy out front says he wants some ribs. No, I don't know who's going to bring it to him. Maybe Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny.
Always.
Like, hey, guys, I see the sign behind you. It says that you've been around since 86. Maybe during that time span, you would have gotten a little better handle on the demand for your product. Like, you guys,
you make no effort to forecast. I'm not saying that you have to have them every time. You could run out every now and then, but you're trying to run out.
Yeah.
You're saying you can't dial it in at all.
This is such a great, I've never even thought of this angle, because we all just accept the fact that if certain barbecue places, well, you're not going to get burnt ends if you try going at like 1 o'clock. Yeah. They're all gone by then. It's the only type of restaurant we're okay with that.
I mean, people can't get enough of them. No, they can't, because you don't make enough, actually.
It would be like a pizza place just saying pizza at 1 o'clock. You needed to line up this morning to get your pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, guys. It's
wow.
I don't like it. And I don't imagine I'm going to change it, but I just think it needs to be pointed out. And I talk about that on the special. The other thing I talk about is I know where my favorite barbecue spots in St. Louis are, so I don't have to worry about this. But when I go on the road, I just stopped asking the locals where to go, because it's not close. It's just never close. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, hey, man, I saw this place right across from my hotel. I think I'm going there for lunch. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. That's not even real barbecue right there. That's not what you... Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get on the freeway. You're going to go about 47 miles. Now, you're going to see a rusted down mailbox. You make a right there, and there's a gravel road. Now, you stay on that road. It's going to go a while. You stay on that road to the end. There's a man lives in a dirt hole. Now, he comes out of that hole every Thursday morning with the brisket. That's barbecue. Now, he don't take money. You got to give him baseball cards, but that's where you're going to get some barbecue right there. You know,
it's probably great barbecue, though.
It probably is really good.
You can only pay him baseball.
It is good, guys, but I don't want to work that hard for it.
Yeah.
I'm not going. The place across me is a solid B+, and I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you wanted barbecue, not an odyssey.
Do you?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
You live in California. Do you try to?
No, I live in St. Louis, Ron. Well, you I live said in you... St. Louis.
Oh, you're just in California.
Yeah, I'm. Wow. We live in the same city. I just out here. I'm in Burbank right now.
Can I tell you something? When you said, I don't know if my hold on,
you're
listen.
You're a carpetbagger. You're from Chicago.
No, I'm from Granite City.
Well, it's the same thing, man. Listen, it's on the other side of the river.
Greg, when you said, I hope my condo's okay, I swear to God, in the back of my mind, I thought, oh, man, things are going great for Greg. He lives in L.A. He's still got a condo here. Like, he's got real estate everywhere.
No, guys. I got one condo in Kirkwood, Missouri, and I'm barely holding on to that. All right?
I hope they don't raise your rent. Greg.
I own it, Amy. I own it, okay?
How are those payments going, though, you know?
I'm calling my home city, okay? I need to try and date people that live in my home city. I don't need you to put out there that I'm 56 years old and renting, Amy, okay? I need to meet women in that town.
You know what I'm going to tell him? He's 56 year old. He rents and he's a leaner.
I am a leaner, man. I lean. I am such a leaner.
I tell people I'm squatting in my place. And it doesn't. It works. It works.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You're just a charming guy, Ron.
Greg, let me give you when you're out and about and you meet a lady, you offer to buy her a drink. Always carry around a pocket full of like quarters. and so when you say, can I buy you a drink? And she says, yes, pull out the change and count it at the bar. Count the change and then buy her a drink. I swear to God, it works. It works. Do it.
It does not work.
Yes, it does. It works. It's so good.
Yeah, it works with these women that you're hitting on, Ron. That's not the type of people I want to be associated with, man.
Right.
I know where you're going, man. I'm not. This is not what I'm talking about.
Women with a sense of humor? That's exactly what you want. Why don't you date a comedian?
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have briefly. I think. Yeah, I have briefly. She moved on to a lot better stuff.
Yeah.
You want to tell us who?
I dated Amy Schumer real briefly.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
Long time ago, like 15 years ago or something.
Man. So then she
That was a while back.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Well, now I don't know.
Some stuff you can just not say. You know, like, it's we all knew it. Amy knew it. She kept her mouth shut. Like, the audience, your listeners knew it. You don't have to. When somebody shows vulnerability, you don't double down and hammer them.
I told a really depressing story about me that happened over the New Year's Eve holiday, and these people in this room have not stopped giving me hell for it.
They jumped on you.
And they haven't quit.
Didn't feel good, did it, Ron?
No, it was awful.
Listen, we're on for like 4 hours a day. We jump on anything we can.
Greg, we love you. We can't wait to see you. So when you come back into town, why don't you come hang out with us?
I would love to, man. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
You're the best, Greg.
I'll see you guys later. Thanks
Bye.
A lot.
Greg Warren, St. Louisan comedian. His special is called The Champ. It is on Nate Bargatze's YouTube channel called Nateland. It is out now. Go watch it. Greg is awesome. We love him. And he is coming to the Funny Bone in November. So get your tickets now. GregWarrenComedy.com. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.